Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby. Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby. Woo-hoo, we're back in business, baby. Oh yeah.
Well, yes, it certainly is the Green Friendly and Different Show, back in business with you, and I'm broadcasting from the Green Friendly and Different City of Sheffield. What a great place it is, and I'm taking you back to a very sad date, August of 2021, when Lee Scratch Perry, one of the most amazing, creative, innovative musicians of our times, unfortunately passed away at a ripe old age of 85. He started off with ska and ended up with dubstep and has had a huge influence in studio techniques. So I'm going to be doing a bit more about him today. There is so much to say, I have to be honest, that I think we'll probably run into next week's programme as well. And I have to put out a big thanks to my mate Bob Coulson for suggesting I do this show, and also an apology, Bob, that I couldn't find that track of Lee Scratch Perry's that you suggested. So sorry, mate. Right. So Lee Scratch Perry was known for his visionary studio techniques. He's one of the most original artists ever to come out of Jamaica, and he actively shaped every style of music on the island, from the pre-ska days of Jamaican rhythm and blues to the psychedelic roots reggae of the late 70s. He nurtured Bob Marley and the Wailers, Max Romeo, and turned dub into an art form and prefixed the remix cultures of hip-hop and disco. He forever changed the way we think about sound through the astounding sonic innovation pioneered at his tiny four-track home studio known as Black Art. You can always recognise a scratch production as soon as you hear it. The vibe is unmistakable, at once immersive and otherworldly. The simple, direct brilliance of his work is uncanny, sometimes even a bit unnerving. So that's what some of the people have said about him. Lee Scratch Perry worked with a huge variety of artists, including Bob Marley and the Wailers, Junior Mervin, the Congas, Max Romeo, The Clash, The Orb, Beastie Boys, Mr. Green, Hurry Up from the Slits, and many, many more. So let's hear a few of the early tracks he produced, and I'll tell you a bit more.
Oh yes, scaring the Son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Outer space to find another race. the best golly in Seaport Town. Watch your back, the golly man. I'm the best golly.
By no means his earliest releases, but the three tracks I just played, which came out in 76 and 77, were recorded in his Black Art studio, which later burnt down. And it demonstrates his all-round musical ability. He shared the writing of the track Chase the Devil. His band, The Upsetters, backed Junior Mervin on Police and Thieves. And Fisherman Row by the Congas, track I've always been really fond of, which features Rastafarian drumming, also came out in 76 and was recorded at Black Ark. But his musical career started a long time before that. He started in the late 1950s selling records for Clement Coxon Dodd's sound system, later Studio One. And there, Dodd's Studio One became a hit factory of early Jamaican records, and Perry produced 30, with Perry producing nearly 30 songs for the label until he fell out with Dodd. He later found home at Joe Gibbs Amalgamated Records, where he continued his recording career, but once again fell out and then started his own label, Upsetter Records, in 1968. His first single was People Funny Boy, which was an insult directed at Gibbs, and it sold over 60,000 records. It was notable for its innovative use of sample, A Crying Baby, as well as a fast, chugging beat that would soon become identified as reggae. I'm sure many of you have seen the Jamaican film The Harder They Come, and in that film you can get an impression of the exploitative nature of the early Jamaican studios, both Studio One and Joe Gibbs Studio.
Remember that. you're lucky to have a right to be a yard. But me, poor me, don't have none at all. I water a yard tonight.
The word versatility is really almost inadequate to describe Lee Scratch Perry. He wrote tracks, he produced them, he sang on them, he played percussion and had a major hand in so many tracks that came out over the 60 odd years of his career. The last four I've just played there were People Funny Boy, his track Attacking Joe Gibbs, I Am the Upsetter, which came out in 69. And kind of stated his philosophy of life to some degree. Return of Django, which came out in 68, always one of my favourite tracks, and it's got that kind of rhythm and blues New Orleans sound to it, which was quite a big influence on the early days of Jamaican music. And finally, going forward a bit to 1978, Soul Fire, which demonstrates a very different, more lyrical side of his music and also includes some fairly innovative sounds added in there.
Mr. Brown, Ready to go.
And so to Bob Marley. Now, Lee Scratch Perry is reckoned to have been a major mentor for Bob Marley in his early years, both with the Wailers and then with Bob Marley and the Wailers. And to some extent, we're getting a little bit into history here, but there are some claims that Chris Blackwell, the man behind Island Records, sort of cut Lee Scratch Perry out of the story, out of the narrative, when he took over working with the band. And some of the tracks that Lee Scratch Perry actually produced were later reproduced by Chris Blackwell. And a friend of mine who works in the music industry reckoned that the burning down of Black Art Studios by Lee Scratch Perry was actually a result of his anger at the removal of his name from the Bob Marley story. This is only one of the myths explaining why the studio burnt down. Tracks here are, first of all, Mr. Brown, which is definitely a ska track and credited to the Wailers. Second track, written by Buddy Wailer, is Soul Rebel, which came out in 1970. And the third track, Small Axe, one of Bob Marley's best-known tracks from the early years on his Burning album, was written by Bob Marley, and it's interesting because it shows the beginning of a social conscience in his lyrics. Some say it was inspired by his visit to Haiti, where he saw the appalling poverty there. But it's a critical track, and the lyrics, "If you are the big tree, we are the small axe," start to illustrate why Bob Marley was a political as well as a musical hero.
Scratch Perry forever. Lee Scratch Perry forever.
I didn't see you. Mr. Brown.
Lee Scratch Perry.
I didn't see you, Mr. Brown. I didn't see you, Mr. Sass. Love's my name. Oh, he's so sad. Love's my name.
Do the top, cops and then drink the cops and the bus and drink it up and don't be happy to be
Shh, shh, shh.
I was saying before, as well as producing some of the most famous ska reggae tracks, Lee Scratch Perry also had his own band, The Upsetters, and the last three tracks I've played there are all by the Upsetters. The first one was called I'll Take You There, an amazingly diverse track, typical of his works. Second track was Jungle Lion, and people in Sheffield will know that we have an amazing ska reggae band in Sheffield called Jungle Lion, and I guess that's where they got their name from. And finally, one of the best known tracks ever by the Upsetters, working together with Max Romeo, War in a Babylon. And that's it really in terms of music for today. There's lots and lots and lots more. In a way, after he lost the studio in, I think it was actually 79, not 78, there was a bit of an intermission while he had a period of rest and recovery, and then started a whole new career, which involves some incredible collaborations, working with people like David Lynch, the filmmaker, Keith Richard, and as I was saying before, a whole host of bands who were really keen to link up with him, including, of course, The Clash, The Beastie Boys, Ariap from The Slits, and extensive work with British dub producer Adrian Sherwood. All that coming up in the next show.